Hello?
How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Fire away.
Hey, Jared, how tough is it for a team to suffer injuries to key guys late in the season? I mean, the Bears aren't going to have Urlacher or maybe some other guys. I mean, just as a veteran, when you get late in the year and your star players go down, how tough is that for a team?
It can be extremely tough. You know, we've experienced that around here. I mean, we got, you know, Percy's still hurt right now, and I remember in years past we lost Antoine, and, you know, when you start getting depleted and you're trying to make that run for the division, trying to, you know, position yourself for playoffs, whatever it is, and you don't have your main guys out there, it can be difficult. But, you know, at the same time, it's kind of, you got to have that next man up mentality because, you know, everybody's in the league for a reason. Everybody gets a paycheck and you know, step up and fill the void when need be.
Talk about the challenges in defending against this Bears offense.
Well, you know, they do a good job running the ball. And, you know, we really need to make sure we're stout on rundowns and force them to have to, you know, to be in third and long situations. You know, last or 2 weeks ago, they did a good job of keeping the chains moving. And obviously you got to defend against Cutler. He does things mobility-wise that is tough to defend. You know, I mean, he can make any throw from any position, from any place on the field. And so there's no real advantage to, you know, getting him off his spot and forcing him to run because he can make plays down the field. And, you know, obviously Brandon Marshall is having, an incredible year. And, you know, even though he didn't burn as deep, you know, a couple weeks ago, I mean, what he did in the intermediate passing game was phenomenal for them. And that's something that's going to be a challenge for us.
What do you expect in the way of any retaliation by the Bears, and do you find yourself preparing to be more aware than usual in this game?
No, I mean, they had chances to retaliate during the game. Like I said, it was nothing to retaliate. It wasn't a vicious, I mean, it wasn't malicious. It wasn't done out of ill will. You know, we had an interception. A guy was running towards our guy to make a tackle, and I threw a block. Again, like I said, I mean, my condolences are to him. The intent is never to hurt anybody. You never want to hurt anybody. Unfortunately, that's part of our game, and it happened. But, you know, yeah, you don't go into a game wondering what ifs.
It ended this season, though. Can you understand why some people in Chicago, maybe even on the Bears, would see that as, you know, there was malicious intent?
Well, look at the block. I mean, I didn't hit him in the head. I hit him with my shoulder. I mean, I have no way of foreseeing that his knee is going to go out. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I understand people get upset. I apologize, you know, for the fact that it ended the season. That's never an intent. You never want any of that to happen. You know, I've been in a certain situation. I mean, dude from Detroit comes and knifes my knee. That was intent to knife my knee, and you know, and I was able to, you know, luckily I was able to play through it and. You know, the league didn't find any malicious intent in that. You know, I mean, again, I play this game pure. My integrity of this game, to me, I don't worry about because the guys that know me around this league know that I play hard, I play the whistle, and you know, I'm not a malicious guy. I've never intentionally tried to hurt anybody on the field. Unfortunately, it happened, and like I said, my condolences to him and his family. That was not the intent. The intent was. We had an interception coming up to the sideline, and he's running towards it to make a tackle, and I threw a block. And unfortunately, something bad happened. If roles were reversed, and I was running to make a tackle, and I got blindsided by an offensive lineman receiver, I'm pretty sure people would be celebrating it. You know, that's not the case. And so it is what it is. Again, he got hurt, and that sucks, you know. But, again, it's never the intent, so.
Have you reached out to him to explain that?
No, I don't know Lance or I don't know him at all personally, and I mean again, it's part of it. I, you know, my remarks in the media have been my remarks, and that's what I believe. I firmly, like I said, my condolences. That's never the intent. I mean, it's not, you know, it wasn't like I knew it was him when I threw it. I saw a guy running to me, and I just made a block, and that happened. And so again. No, my apologies for the knee. That's never ever the intent. I thought it was his head at first when I saw him laying there. I thought maybe he hit his head on the ground. And I asked, you know, I was asking, you know, Webb, and I asked Coach Dice after the game if he was okay. They said no, and I said, dang, you know, that that sucks. It's never the intent, but you can't take it back.
Hey Jared, this the last time you played the Bears a couple weeks ago, what did they do to try to keep you from getting after Cutler and kind of holding you without a sack?
We saw a lot of max protection from a lot of different looks. And then like I said, the intermediate passing game. I mean, it's tough. I think we went back and put a clock on it. I think there was only two or three times the whole game he held the ball more than about 2.5 seconds. That intermediate passing game was clutch for them. And then they did some things bootlegging and, like I said, max protecting from different looks, chipping in and out with the tight ends and the running backs. And, that makes it tough. But the biggest thing, they had a lead the whole time. There's no need for them to spread out. There's no need to create one-on-ones. And, very rarely were they in, third and unmanageables, And when you have a lead and you're not threatened that way, there's no need for you to take shots down the field, or I should say unprotected shots down the field. So, we got to do a better job of getting off the field in third down and forcing them to have to play at distances that, that can take some of that away.
Any when you play a team twice in 3 weeks, so does that help you prepare for this coming game?
Yep, fresh film. I guess that's about it. You prepare for it the same way. I mean, week in, week out, we prepare the same. It's, our game plan isn't crazy. It's stop the run and get off the field on third downs. And, we got to execute.
Any other questions?
All right, thanks, Jared.
Thanks.